William, it's 1:30 in the afternoon, and the race is all over for this year, or this race is over. How would you describe what happened to you here in the last 6 days?
Wow, what a question. Well, I think it's a case of what didn't happen, really. But,
What didn't happen then?
We had perfect weather. Didn't happen. Well, I think I remember it was a very, very hard, probably one of my toughest ever 6 day races.
How many have you done?
This was the fifth one, wasn't it? Fifth, yeah. Yeah, it threw everything at me, from the weather to my. As you can hear, I had an infection, some very tough opponents as well. Put all that into the mix, it made a very, very hard race, yeah. So to come out with a podium position, I'll take that as a bonus, I think.
Sorry, to come out with what kind of position?
Podium
position,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah. So I'll take that as good.
Well, you knew that coming here from past experience that it wasn't going to be a soft field.
No, yeah, I knew that. I knew that they always threw up surprises. I knew they always had an in-depth field, nearly always had a good in-depth field. And although I wouldn't know many of the runners, I knew that they would be tough to beat, which is why I come. If I don't want to get beaten, I stay at home.
Now, you have a helper here, Alan, who probably gets some pretty high marks as a helper. What did he do for your race?
What did he do?
Well, I mean, not yeah. Just like nickels and dimes, but does he give you a lap? Does he give you a mile? Does he give you a podium position to have somebody like that on your side?
I would say it would probably add about 10K per day to your...
That's a lot.
That's a lot. I would describe it as a team approach, a team effort. It's part of a team. Obviously, I'm doing the running, but if a team's working well, I do better. If the team isn't working so well, I don't do so well. So it's a team effort, and he's part of the team. That's how I would look at it.
So there's nothing else that you could have done in the last 6 days to give you a better position or more mileage. It's just this is what you had. You gave it all right here today days.
Yes, definitely. All the planning, all the preparation, nothing springs to mind has been a howler or anything, no. And then you get on with it on the day, yes. I mean, that's the unique challenge of multi-day running. So, yeah, I'll take it to that, yeah.
Now, people would think, gosh, maybe there's points where it gets so bad, so you're so tired, you're so sore, you're so this, that you'd pack it in and just say, I'll try again another day. But you don't. You never give up.
No, I mean, I think getting to this point, you've already gone through all that. And if you were that type of person, you just wouldn't be sitting here in New York today. You'd be a happy marathon runner or something, going home at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. No, I think all of us who've on this journey of ultras, we've been past that. And if you're going through that, then you've left that behind. Really, no, you don't give up like that. It's an off the scale type of determination that you don't normally meet in normal life. I think that's how I'd sum it up.
Okay. Now, Alan has repeatedly mentioned he gets 15% of the take, but of course there is no prize money. In fact, you know, people would wonder, why would a guy go to such effort to get, you know, a little tiny trophy and all that? I mean, but something pushes you to do these things, yeah. And this is number five or six.
Obviously, it's not the money, no, because there isn't any. So it's obviously something else. And I think all of us are finding out what that is, aren't we? Probably the answer is slightly different for everyone. It's obviously something very deep, very satisfying, something that lasts with you all your life, I think. And obviously, you can't find it in the checkbook.
You can't find it in a checkbook. 6 days ago, we talked about a man named George Norimack, Madison Square Gardens. His record is safe for another day.
It is. A good record, a very good record. I was really pleased to be able to go there, see where it was set. Well, the modern equivalent of where it was set. That's been important for me, my own interest in the sport, my interest in the history of the sport, and also my place in it, really.
Can you take it back from George before the end of the day?
Time's running out. I still think it's possible, given the conditions, and best of all, an indoor race, but that's probably going to be unlikely.
Okay. Thank you both. Thank you.